want some water?
You can give me some.
那个佩仪，帮马尔倒点水，温一点。
Sorry, I forgot the verse.
Hmm?
I forgot what verse you told.
So.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 5, Verse 3.
今天我们一起学习圣典摩迦瓦坛第一篇第五章的第三节诗.
Do they chant or just chant it?
They chant.
They can chant.
Yeah, and also this time they all can chant.
Wrong verse?
And I thought word for God. And we should start it from chapter 6.
Six?
Yeah, already finished. I was going to say that.
So it's the first verse. No.
Third
verse.
我上一次讲到第六章的第三节诗了，是吧？
讲到第二节。
我已经讲到第六节了，有这么快吗？我
第二节讲。
讲完了，所以第三节诗，对不对？ Yes.
Third verse.
Chapter 6. Sorry.
Hmm. Okay, so we chant the Sanskrit?
Yeah. 他说，那我们一起来读梵文好吗？
Svayambhuva.
Svayambhuva.
Kaya.
Kaya.
Vritya.
Vritya.
Vartitam.
Vartitam.
Te.
Te.
Param.
Param.
Vaya.
Vaya.
Katam.
Katam.
Cha.
Cha.
Idam.
Idam.
Udasrakshi.
Udasrakshi.
Kale.
Kale.
Prapte.
Prapte.
Kalevaram.
Kalevaram.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
Svayambhuvakala vidya.
Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Kale prate kalevaram.
Kale prate kalevaram. Svayambhuvakaya vritya.
Vartitam te param vaya.
Katam chedam udasrakshi.
Kale prapte kalevaram.
More want to do it.
有谁想要再念一下吗?
No? Okay. Svayambhuva.
Svayambhuva.
Brahma之子啊.
Brahma之子啊.
Kaya.
Kaya. 在什么情况下?
在什么情况下?
Vritya.
Vritya.
职业.
职业.
Vartitam.
Vartitam.
过.
过.
Te.
Te.
您.
您.
Param.
Param.
在被启迪后.
在被启迪后.
Vaya.
Vaya.
受命.
受命.
Katam.
Katam.
怎样.
怎样.
Cha.
Cha.
和.
和.
Idam.
Idam.
这.
这.
Udasrakshi.
Udasrakshi.
您离开.
您离开。
Kale.
Kale.
在恰当的时候。
在恰当的时候。
Prapte.
Prapte.
得到了。
得到了。
Kalevaram.
Kalevaram.
身体。
身体。
Translation. O son of Brahma, how did you pass your life after initiation? And how did you attain this body, having quit your old one in due course?
译文 Brahma 的儿子啊，您得到启蒙后，怎样度过您的余生？您离开原先那个身体后，是如何得到现在这个身体的？
Report.Shri Narada Muni in his previous life was just an ordinary maidservant's son, so how he became so perfectly transformed into the spiritual body of eternal life, bliss, and knowledge is certainly important.
要指圣 Narada Muni 前生只是个普通女仆的儿子，所以他怎能如此完美地转变成有永恒极乐和知识的灵性身体，这一点
Shri Vyasadeva desired him to disclose the facts for everyone's satisfaction.
Vyasadeva 想要他描述真相，以满足大家的求知欲。
I'm going to read the next verse also. We'll do it together.
好，那我会把下一节诗也读了，这样的话我们一起讲。
Prakalpa Vishayametam Smittante Munisattama Nahyesha Vyavadhat Kala.Isha Savanirakriti. Translation. O great sage, time annihilates everything in due course. So how is it that this subject matter, which happened prior to this day of Brahma, is still fresh in your memory, undisturbed by time?
译文，伟大的圣人啊，既然时间会摧毁一切，怎么我们现在谈论的这件发生在 Brahma 今天以前的事情还那么清晰地留在您的记忆中，没有随时间的流逝而被淡忘呢？
Report. As spirit is not annihilated even after the annihilation of the material body, so also spiritual consciousness is not annihilated.
要指，正如灵魂即使在物质躯体毁灭后也不毁灭，灵性的意识也不被毁灭。
Shri Narada developed his spiritual consciousness even when he had his material body in the previous kalpa.
Narada 甚至在前一个创造周期里，他所具有的躯体中就培养了这一灵性意识。
Consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of a material body.
物质躯体意识的意思是指灵性意识通过物质躯体这一媒介表达。
This consciousness is inferior, destructible, and perverted.
这样表达出的意识低等、可毁灭，而且是扭曲的。
But superconsciousness of the supermind and the spiritual plane is as good as a spirit soul and is never annihilated.
但是灵性层面上的意识是高等意识，而且就是灵魂本身，因此永不毁灭。
Om Agyana Timurandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chaksho Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Angam Langayate Garim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gunandina TananamNama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pastachare Sitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaurav Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare HareHare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this verse is spoken, first verse is spoken, both verses are spoken by Vyasadeva. Yes, fourth is also. These two verses are spoken by Srila Vyasadeva.
这两节诗是由圣维亚萨德讲的。
Okay, he's questioning Narada Muni.
他在向 Narada Muni 询问。
And he wanted to know, how did Narada Muni become like he did?
他想要知道 Narada Muni 怎么会变成现在他那个样子。
Especially since Narada Muni has explained who he was in his previous life.
尤其是当 Narada Muni 解释了他的前生究竟是怎么回事。
He said that in his previous life he was the son of a maid servant.
他说他的前世实际上是一个女仆的儿子。
He was a 5-year-old boy.
那个时候呢，他曾经是一个五岁的男孩。
And his mother.
他的母亲
was killed by the bite of a snake.
是被那个毒蛇咬死的。
And although he was only a 5-year-old boy.
那个时候虽然他只是个五岁的孩子。
He accepted fate as it happened.
但是呢，他却把他作为是命中注定的一个命运，所以就接受。
And began wandering the forest.
然后呢，接下来就开始在这个森林中到处走。
Came to a place where there were great saintly persons associating with one another.
然后呢，他就到了森林的一个地方，那个地方就是有很多很多伟大的圣人聚在一起，就互相在联谊。
And in that place, the saintly persons were discussing transcendental topics about Krishna.
而在那个地方呢，所有的那些个圣人们是在谈论超然的话题。
It so happened that they were paramahansas, or they were saintly persons of the highest order.
那是那么的巧，所有那些圣人都是叫做梵文叫做这个 paramahansa， 意思就是至尊天鹅，意思是这个所有的圣人里头最高阶的那些个圣人。
And such persons of the highest order do not discuss anything unless it's directly related to Krishna.
那这些个在就是境界最高的那些圣人，他们谈论的主题除了 Krishna 没有别的。
And in fact, such paramahansas derive their highest pleasure in life simply by always glorifying, hearing about, and speaking about Krishna.
事实上，这些个被称为至尊天鹅的人，是通过聆听、谈论啊、记忆有关至尊真理 Krishna 所有的一切，从中得到快乐，得到最高的快乐。
Because they are fully realized, they are experiencing the spiritual world at every moment.
因为他们已经是完全觉悟了自我，因此在他们的生命当中的每一刻都是在实际的就经历那些个所有的灵性。
They are not afflicted by the material inequities of the material world.
他们不会受到这个物质世界里头的那些短暂的物质事物的那些个影响。
And therefore, whatever necessities of life which are required for maintaining the body is very, very minimal.
因此呢，他们在这个世界里头，就是为了维持躯体的需要啊，所需要的那些东西是非常非常基本的东西。
Because such persons live only to maintain body and soul together.
因为这样的人，他活着，实际上他只需要让这个躯体外面的粗糙的躯体和那个灵魂能够在一起就好了，就到这种状态。
In other words, they have certain needs for maintaining body and soul.
也就是换句话说，当然了，为了能够维生，让身体和灵魂还在一起，当然需要有一定的需要。
Because as long as life is within the body, the necessities of life are required.
因为只要我们还住在这个身体里头，我们就一定会需要一些什么基本的事物去维持这个身体的活着健康。
But because they have no other purpose in life except to hear and to speak about the glories of Krishna.
但是呢，因为他们这一生当中除了聆听和讲述有关 Krishna 的一切，他们已经没有其他的人生目的了。
And because their satisfaction is so complete by that activity alone.
而且由于他们仅仅从事这样的活动，他们已经感到了那么极大的满足。
They are not in any way affected by the temporary changes of the material world.
因此，物质世界里头的所有的这种短暂性的变化，根本就不会再影响他们。
Their senses are fully controlled.
因为他们的感官是完全被控制住了。
The mind is fully controlled.
他们的这个心念完全被控制住了。
They have no experience. They experience no material hankering.
他们再也不会感受到那种物质上的渴求。
No material lamentation.
也没有什么所谓物质的悲伤。
Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kankshati, that in this platform of life, there is no longer any hankering or lamentation.
Krishna 在这个薄伽梵歌里就解释说，那到那种情况，在这样的一个层面上，他没有再有什么物质的渴求，没有这种不是这样就是那样。
They do not hanker for anything that they don't have.
他们不再渴求他们没有的那些个东西。
And what do they have? They accept simply to maintain body.
他们有什么就接受什么，只是为了把这个身体和灵魂给它维系在一起而已。
And they never lament if something happens to them.
不管是什么事情发生在他们身上，他们也从来再也不会悲伤了。
Because they're already experiencing a liberated state of consciousness.
因为他们已经感受到了那个意识的那个解脱了的那个高级的那个层面。
And therefore, they feel no strong attachment towards the physical body.
所以他们对于这种粗糙的躯体，所谓的肉身，再也没有什么依恋了。
Why do they feel no strong attachment to the physical body?
为什么他们对于这个物质之躯再也不去有这种强烈的执着和依恋感了呢？
It is not because they've had to renounce the physical body that they've become detached.
啊。并不是因为他们必须要拒绝这个物质躯体，然后就变得这个弃绝。
They didn't have to perform severe austerities and penances to become detached from the physical body.
他们也不需要，就是需要通过从事艰巨的苦行而去好像是对这个身体不在乎了。
The fact is, it's because they became so attached to hearing and chanting about Krishna.
实际上就是因为他们太依恋聆听有关 Krishna 的一切，就达成了这个目的。
They didn't even think about the body.
他甚至连他的身体是怎么回事，他连想都不需要去想。
They just didn't think about what they need.
就是他们的状态就是他们根本就不需要再去想他们需要什么东西。
And that is the symptom of a person who's on the transcendental platform.
而这个是一个人有没有处在超然的层面上的一个特征。
There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the fourth canto.
在圣典国家瓦坛第四篇里有一节诗。
Which states in the place where pure devotees meet.
啊，就在描述这个纯粹的奉献者聚会那个地方。
Following the rules and regulations of spiritual life.
他们就是遵守这个灵性生活当中的规范守则。
In that place, if one gets an opportunity to hear their flow of katha, of discussions.
在那个地方如果能够听到他们的谈论的那些个主题的那种就是不断的在谈论的那流淌的那个声音。
Which continuously flow like the waves of a river.
你就可以感受到就是它就像那个河流不断的不停的在流淌着。
That one will get caught up in those waves.
那人们一旦听到那些个声音震荡的话，就会被那样的那种声音的那个波浪所吸引住。
And they'll forget about all the necessities of life.
他们就会忘却他们生活当中的所有的其他的需要的东西。
Such as hunger and thirst.
类似像这种什么饥饿啦、口渴啦，都没有这种感觉了就。
And they'll become completely free from all kinds of.Illusion, lamentation, and fear.
然后他们就会完全摆脱所有的那种错觉啦，那种悲哀啦，等等那种。
This verse was spoken that I just quoted was spoken by Narada Muni.
啊，而我呢，现在刚刚回忆起来，其实那节诗就是由 Narada Muni 所讲的。
Narada Muni was speaking to a king, and was telling him about the nature of such spiritual topics.
那他那个时候拿的目的就是跟一个君王在讲话，就是在讲的这个灵性的自然它的那个特点究竟是什么。
Because this is what Narada experienced in his previous life in the association of these saints.
因为这就是拿的目的本身自己在前一生因为跟那些个最高的那些个圣人们联谊所体会到的事情。
He got caught in their flow.
他被他们的谈论的那些个那个内容的那些个主题的那些声音的那个音波波浪所深深的吸引住了。
Just like sometimes when there's heavy rains.
就像有的时候下大雨。
And there are flash floods.
然后就会有洪水。
And the rivers swell.
啊，那个河水就泛滥了。
And they overflow their banks.
那个河水泛滥就会淹没那个河岸。
Anything caught in the middle of those rivers.
所有的这个河岸河里的一切全部就都给
gets swept away.
全部被冲走。
Can't control it.
简直是没办法控制的一件事情。
Gets swept away because of the continuous flow.
就是因为那个水流就把所有的一切就冲走了，是没有办法控制的一件事情。
So Narada Muni is describing what happened to him, how he got swept away.
所以 Narada Muni 那个时候就在解释他当时是怎么样的被那种超然的声音震荡所淹没。
He is a young five-year-old boy.
他那个时候只是五岁的一个小男孩。
And he came upon these Paramahansas who were just always speaking about Krishna.
他在森林里在不断的到处走的时候，就走到了那些个最高级的圣人们那里。那些圣人们就是一天到晚的，一直就是在谈有关 Krishna 的话。
And he would sit and he would listen to them.
然后他就会坐在那个地方听他们讲。
And not only did he sit and listen to them, but because he could see they were very spiritually advanced.
他不仅仅是坐在那儿聆听他们讲话，而且由于他能够看得出来，他们在灵性上都是非常非常的进步高级的。
He began rendering service to them.
他就开始为他们做服务。
And he began providing them for their food.
然后就开始给他们去提供食物啊。
He would gather some fruits and roots in the forest and bring them and give them to them.
他就会到森林里头去采集鲜花啊，不是鲜花，没有鲜花，就是野果呀、根茎一类的东西，然后作为食物给他们供奉。
Because they were so absorbed in talking about Krishna that they didn't even think about these things.
因为那些个圣人们，他们是那么全神贯注在谈论有关 Krishna， 就连吃都忘了。
So he was a five-year-old boy and he was thinking, well, they don't even think about these things, so.Let me provide them some things so that they can maintain body and soul together.
所以尽管他当时是一个五岁的男孩，但是他却想说，哦，这些人讲这些话题讲的都忘了吃了，那让我去收集一些东西来给他们吃吧。
So he would gather food for them and feed them.
他就会收集这些食物，然后就是给他们吃。
He would clean up and take their remnants of food.
然后呢，在这个把他们的那些就是用的那些东西收起来，然后把他们吃剩的东西他自己吃下去。
In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained.
那在这个圣典国家法坛第一篇里就解释说
，Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sianmahatsivaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishevana. By serving great devotees who are freed from all vice.
Free from all
vice.
Sins. OK， 就是说，圣典国家瓦坛里就说了，通过侍奉这些个伟大的奉献者，就一个人就可以把他的所有的罪全部都洗清。
Great service is done.
啊，这个做的是非常大的服务。
And by such service, one develops an attraction to hearing and chanting about Krishna.
而通过做这些个服务，人们就会培养起来聆听啊。讲述有关 Krishna 一切的那个兴趣。
This happened to Narada Muni.
那 Narada Muni 在他身上就发生了这样的事情。
He didn't know anything about these topics. He was just a young five-year-old boy.
他只不过当时是一个五岁的一个小男孩，他对所有这些讲的东西他根本就不知道。
Son of the maidservant.
他是一个女仆的儿子。
But he was wandering through the forest and happened to meet these saintly persons.
但是他在森林里 流浪的时候就碰巧遇到了这些个圣洁的人。
Began rendering service to them.
然后就开始为他们做服务。
And he would hear their topics.
然后就聆听他们讲述的这些个话题。
And he got caught up in the flow.
然后就被那个话题的那个洪流就给他冲走了，淹没了。
So this is what happened to him in his previous birth as Narada.
所以这个就是
previous birth before his present birth as Narada.
嗯，这个就是 Narada Muni 前生发生的事情。
And he explained all of this to Vyasadeva.
那他就向 Vyasadeva 讲述有关这一切。
And then, of course, it goes on. Narada goes on to explain that later, after the association with these Bhakti Vedantas.
嗯，那后来 Narada Muni 又接着谈他跟这些个。Bhakti Vedanta 被称为 Bhakti Vedanta 的这些个高级的圣人，这个联谊的情况。
While Narada was in the forest alone.
啊，那个时候 Narada 他在这个森林里头一个人。
And he was meditating, trying to come in contact with the Lord.
啊，他讲那个结果，他就是说他独自一个人在森林里的时候，他试图就是冥想至尊主。
And the Lord actually spoke to Narada.
而至尊主呢，实际上还真跟他讲话
，and appeared before him，
而且在他面前出现
，because he performed， he became completely absorbed in thoughts of the Lord，
因为他当时完全专注的、全神贯注的在想着至尊主
，and he said that Narada， now that you've seen me，
然后他就说 ，Narada， 你现在看过我了
，I regret to tell you that you will not see me again in this life。
然后我就要告诉你，这一辈子再也不会看到我了。
He said, "Because I will not appear before you, because before the more that you will hanker for me after having now seen me."
我之所以不再在你面前出现，是因为你越是渴望见到我 ，the more you hankering see me than you
the more、yeah. you hanker for me.
Yeah.
Having not being able to see me again in this life, the more your heart will become completely purified.
Okay, 就是你越是渴望见到我，但是见不到我，你的心就会越来越纯净。
And then the Lord disappeared.
然后至尊主说完这个话就消失了。
And Narada experienced such ecstasy upon seeing the Lord, but then the Lord was gone.
当时当拿儿的穆尼看到至尊主的时候，他是那么的心醉神迷，那么的高兴，结果突然至尊主就消失了。
And then he was thinking, I want again, again, please come.
然后他就想说，我想要再看到了，我想再看到了，请让我再看见吧。总之就这样一直渴望。
But no matter what he did, the Lord would not appear.
但是接下来不管他用什么方式。至尊主就是不出现在他面前。
And the Lord did this to Narada in order to completely clear his heart from any residual attachment that may have been there.
至尊主之所以对 Narada Muni 这么做，是要把他内心里面哪怕一丝一毫的对这个世界的那些个依恋都把它去除掉。
And to show that the perfection of life is to hanker for Krishna.
而且呢，要向人们展示，实际上生命的最完美的境界，就是要渴望能够见到、得到。
Because this once this hankering is awakened in the heart，
因为当我们心中这样的一种渴望被唤醒了以后
，one will always want to get it again and again and again, get Krishna's association again and again。
人就会。再三再三的想要跟 Krishna 交往在一起
，because the only requirement for advancing a spiritual life is desire。
因为实际上灵性生活能不能进步，最重要的一个要求就是你有没有那样的一种渴望、一种愿望。
Nothing else is required。
实际上并不需要其他的东西。
Simply, it's all based on our desire。
实际上都是基础于我们的一个愿望而已。
Because desire is the symptom of life.
因为愿望实际上是生命的表征。
It is the very symptom of being alive, having desires.
也就是说，你活着，你就会有愿望，对吧
？Sometimes people think desires is a source of suffering.
啊，有的时候人们认为说，有欲望、有欲愿嘛，这是痛苦的来源。
And they are when they're material.
但是是，如果它是物质的时候，那就是痛苦的来源。
Srimad Bhagavatam says every learned person knows that attachment to material things is the cause of bondage.
啊，圣典伯加瓦坦，须曼巴格瓦坦嘛。圣典伯加瓦坛里头就说了，所有人都知道，你有这些物质的欲望，最后导致的就是你被束缚住。
But when the same attachment is applied to self-realized devotees,
但是呢，同样的一种，比方说依恋啊，执着这个东西，如果你放在那个觉悟了自我的奉献者身上的话
，Moksha dvaram upavrita, the gate to liberation becomes wide open for him.
当他觉悟了自我的人有那种超然的愿望的时候，那个天上的大门、灵性世界大门就被他打开了，就打向他打开了。
So attachment to material things is the cause of bondage.
所以说，一个人如果依恋执着物质的东西的话，那么就导致的就是被束缚。
Or the desire for material things is.
或者说，一个人想要欲望得到物质的东西，就是被束缚的结果。
But when we desire spiritual things.
但是如果一个人想要得到灵性的事物，
it becomes the gateway to the spiritual world.
那么灵性世界的大门。就向他打开了那条路。
But sometimes people think that they want to give up all attachment.
但是有的时候人们就想说，哎呦，我就什么样的执着依恋我都不要。
If attachment is the cause of bondage, then give up all attachment.
所以如果既然执着依恋是导致我束缚的话，那我就把所有的执着和依恋全部都去掉。
But this is artificial.
但实际上这个实际上是很不自然的一个状况。
Because desire is the symptom of the soul.
因为愿望、欲望实际上是灵魂的表征。
And because they have no information about spiritual life.
但是由于这些人没有有关灵性生活的那些个信息。
They don't know how to be attached to spiritual things.
他们就不知道怎么才能够变得依恋、执着这个灵性的事物。
To think.I don't want to be attached to anything means I don't want to suffer anymore.
一个人要想说我要变得什么都不执着，什么都不依恋，实际上是他不想要再受苦。
But that's material.
但是这还是物质的。
It means I don't want to suffer.
那意味着还是在想我不想要受苦。
It's a material desire.
这还是一个属于物质的。
It's not a spiritual desire.
这不是灵性的欲望。
It's not pure spiritual desire.
这不是纯粹的灵性的欲望。
Because it means I, me, me, me.
啊，这还是意味着一直在想我怎么样。
And the more we think of me, 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 the more attached we become.
我们越想自己，我们就越会被就是执着依恋这样变了。
It's not.Transcendental.
这样的一种状况，它不是超然的。
So simply to desire freedom from suffering is not spiritual attachment.
所以说，仅仅想要摆脱痛苦，并不是灵性的愿望。
Spiritual attachment means to become attached to that which is spiritual.
灵性的依恋，灵性的执着，意思就是说，你要去执着和依恋灵性的内容。
And who is the Supreme Spirit?
Ah, who?
And who is the Supreme Spirit?
Ah, 而谁是那个最这个至高无上的那个灵性呢？
We have to become attached to the Supreme Spirit.
我们必须要去依恋那位最高的灵性的人。
By becoming attached to the Supreme Spirit, automatically we become detached from material things.
我们通过变得依恋那个至高无上的灵性灵至高无上的灵魂，我们就自然而然的就会不再依恋物质。
In the same volume of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, "Vasudeva, what is it?" No. What is it? I forgot the verse. Krishna.Mattak spriti gyanam apohana cha. Krishna says, I am the source of remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayat Yashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayadu Haitakam. by rendering devotional service to the Supreme Lord Vasudev.
那个这一节梵文诗就说了，通过为至尊人物瓦苏代瓦做服务。
One automatically acquires knowledge and detachment.
一个人自动的就会得到知识和不再执着和依恋。
In other words, detachment comes automatically.
换句话说，弃绝是自动到来的。
To the degree that we're attached to service to the Supreme.
也就是说，随着我们越来越依恋为至尊者做服务，我们自然而然的就变得不再依恋物质。
So it's not a matter of giving up desire.
并不是说要去放弃一个人的愿望，或者
It's a matter of simply transforming our desires to spiritual things.
而实际上是要把我们的愿望给它转化为灵性的愿望。
This is natural.
这是自然的。
It's not artificial, it's natural.
那不是一种人为的状况，而是一种自然的状态。
In other words, it's natural to be happy.
也就是说，这个 变得快乐是很自然的一件事情。
It's not natural to force myself to suffer, thinking that by suffering I'll become happy.
不是说一个人就非得要强迫自己受苦，然后因为这样的受苦，然后我就要变得快乐。
It's artificial.
那样的一种做法，实际上是人为的，是不自然的。
I force myself to suffer in order to be happy. That
我为了能够变得快乐，我必须先强迫自己受苦。
But that's not natural for the soul who by nature wants to be happy.
那这样做实际上对灵魂来说是一件很不自然的事情，因为灵魂的本性就是要快乐。
Because the desire is the eternal companion of the soul.
因为本来这个愿望，这个欲望是灵魂与生俱来就有的。
It is a symptom of life.
这个是生命的表征，征象。So
how do we become detached?
所以我们究竟如何变得弃绝，不再执着和依恋？
We become detached by becoming attached to Krishna and service to Krishna.
所以说我们应该是通过变得依恋至尊主 Krishna, 依恋为他的作服务，而从而变得不再执着和依恋物质的。
And because Krishna is the Supreme Spirit,
由于 Krishna 是至尊的灵魂,
He is the transcendental reality.
他是那个超然的实际存在。
To the degree we become attached to him, we become spiritual.
所以我们如果开始变得依恋他的话，我们自己就又恢复了灵性。
And not only do we become spiritual, but we become spiritual not by our own efforts alone.
而且呢，不仅仅我们到了就灵性化了，而且我们的这样的一种灵性转化的这个过程，不是靠我们自己一个人的就辛苦努力。
We get help from Krishna.
我们自然而然会得到Krishna的帮助。
When Krishna sees us hankering for him,
当Krishna看到我们在渴望得到他,
he can't turn his attention away.
他那个时候就没办法把他的注意力从我们身上转开了。
He just can't neglect, he can't be indifferent to such a soul.
对，他对这样的一种渴望他的灵魂，他没有办法是漠不关心，不去理会的。
In other words, because he's such a wonderful person,
换句话说，由于他是这么一个美好的，那么棒的一个人,
he's willing to help us.
他愿意帮助我们。
But when we make him zero,
但是呢，当我们非要把它变成
then we have to
乌有, 变成零,
we have to do it all alone.
那我们做事情就总是得靠自己做。
On our own strength alone.
啊，我
On our own strength.
啊，我们总是要依靠自己的力量，独自的去做。
Because we say to Krishna, Krishna, you're zero.
因为我们对Krishna说, Krishna, 你就不过是零,
you don't exist.
你是无没有, 你根本就不存在。
Therefore, because you don't exist, I have to do it alone.
所以因为你不存在嘛，那当然做事我要自己，只能自己做咯。
That's what happens when we make Krishna zero.
所以说，当你把Krishna给它抹杀掉的时候，
because,
这个就是要再发生在我们的生活。
Because Krishna is the supreme spirit and the supreme knower.
由于Krishna是至高无上的那个灵魂，是至高无上的知系者，什么都知道。
He knows when we want to make him zero.
当我们想要抹杀掉他，让他不存在的时候，他是知道的。
He doesn't have to send out an investigation team.
他不需要到时候派来一个调查小组来调查。
To find out who wants to make him zero.
啊，来调查说到底是谁想把他给抹杀掉。
He's the supreme knower.
他是一个，他是至高无上的。
He already knows.
他自然，他已经知道。
Okay, you want me to be zero?
所以，既然你想要让我不存在
，Try yourself.
好，那你自己什么都你自己去试。
I'll be zero for you.
我对你来说就是不存在的。
You try yourself to get liberation.
啊，你自己努力尝试去得到解脱吧。
But if you depend on me,
但是如果你依靠我的话
，I can never neglect you.
我永远都不会忽视你。
That's Krishna.
这就是 Krishna.
And because Krishna knows our intentions, he knows our heart.
由于 Krishna 知道我们的倾向，他知道我们的心。
He knows our desires.
他知道，他了解我们的心愿。
And therefore, desire is all that's required.
所以说，那个愿望，那个心愿是我们。
Nothing else is required to advance in spiritual life.
在灵性生活当中，要想取得进步，这样的心愿是必须的，其他什么都不需要。
Except to cultivate the desire to be with Krishna.
嗯，我们除了就是培养出想要得到 Krishna 的这种心愿，别的我们不需要。
Cultivate the desire to associate with Krishna.
我们应该培养我们想要跟 Krishna 交往联谊的心愿。
Cultivate the desire to hear about Krishna.
我们应该培养我们的想要更多的聆听 Krishna 的愿望。
And that's what happened to Narada Muni.
这个就是 Narada Muni 本身的身上发生的。
Vyasadeva saying, "How do you remember all of this?"
Vyasadeva 就问他说，你到底怎么会记住所有这些东西的？
You associated with these Bhakti Vedantas one kalpa millions of years ago, and you still remember everything.
怎么会你跟你在一个劫之前 ，kapa 是那个劫，佛教说那个劫，啊，就一个周期之前，你跟这些个巴提韦丹的这些个奉献者，接触、交往、联谊，怎么你这一个劫之后了，你还都记着所有的事情
？And that's the question that Vyasadeva is asking Narada right now.
这个是 Vyasadeva 现在正在问 Narada Muni 的问题。
He said that time annihilates everything in due course.
啊，就是。这个随着时间的流逝，这个时间会把所有的一切都给冲走。
So how is it that the subject matter which happened prior to this day of Brahma is still fresh in your memory?
啊，既然时间会毁灭一切，怎么我们现在谈论的这件发生在 Brahma 今天以前的事情还那么清晰地留在您的记忆中？
Why?
为什么？
Because he's in spiritual consciousness.
因为他的意识是灵性的意识。
He's not in material consciousness.
他不是物质的意识。
In spiritual consciousness, one transcends the limits of time.
灵性的意识超越时间的限制。
Just like in Bhagavad Gita.
就像博迦梵歌。
Arjuna asked Krishna.
在这个博迦梵歌里，阿朱呢就问 Krishna.
How is it that you remember everything when you spoke this to the sun god Vivaswan? Millions of years ago.
嗯，那这个尔朱呢就问 Krishna 说：“你怎么会什么都记得住啊？你是说你在这个亿万年前你跟太阳神讲的这个博迦梵歌
？”And Krishna said, "Many, many births you and I have had. I can remember all of them, but you can't."
然后 Krishna 就跟尔朱呢说：“其实我们就一生复一生的在这个世界上，我能记住所有的一切，你却记不住。
”In other words, Krishna remembers everything because he's beyond time.
这就意味着是说 ，Krishna 他记住所有的一切，为什么？因为他是超越时间的限制的。
So when a devotee becomes Krishna conscious,
所以当奉献者他变得具有 Krishna 意识，是 Krishna 意识的时候
，he also becomes free from the influence of time.
他也就会不再受时间的影响了。
And therefore, although Arjuna asked this question. On behalf of our conditioned souls.
好，因尽管呢，尔朱呢，当时实际上是代表我们这些受制约的灵魂在向 Krishna 问这个问题。
Arjuna asked many questions on behalf of conditioned souls for our benefit.
实际上当时尔朱呢是为了我们这些受制约灵魂的利益在代表我们向 Krishna 在提
Arjuna is an eternal associate of Krishna
尔朱呢实际上是 Krishna 永恒的这个这个同伴
and whatever universe Krishna appears in Arjuna goes with him
Krishna 无论到出现在哪一个宇宙里面尔朱呢都跟他一起去
That's what it means to be an eternal associate.
这个就是永恒的同伴的意思。
But he asked those questions for our benefit.
但实际上，他当时在战场问的所有那些个问题，是为了我们自身的利益，我们的利益。
Bhagavad Gita is his message, which is left behind after Krishna leaves.
因为薄伽梵歌是什么呢？是 Krishna 离开以后留下来的那些信息。
Not just for Arjuna, but for all living beings.
这个薄伽梵歌不是只是给尔朱呢讲的是为所有的众生讲的。
So Krishna says, I can remember all of these births.
啊，所以 Krishna 就说了，生生世世的事情我都能记得住。
Because I'm above, I'm beyond time.
因为我是超越时间限制的。
Because Krishna is completely transcendental.
由于 Krishna 他是完全超然的。
Anyone who always remembers Krishna automatically becomes transcendental.
那么那些个始终铭记 Krishna 的人，自然而然的就也变得超然。
Krishna told Arjuna, "Nehapa kamo nashusti patyo vayana vijite, swapam apyasya damasya trayate mahato bayat." In this endeavor, there's never any loss or diminution. In this endeavor to become Krishna conscious.
Okay, okay.
I'm quoting the verse.
Okay, 那刚才他引述的这一节梵文诗就说了，
medicine.
一个人在这个培养 Krishna 的意识的这个路途上，无论做什么样的努力，都不会失去什么。
I still have this one of these material bodies.
他说，因为我现在还有这个物质的身体，所以我还得吃药。
A lot of medicine. A lot of medicine is required.
对，要吃很多的药，因为他去那个阿威的诊所，就医生给了他我快一箱子的药，基本。
To maintain body and soul together.
只是为了把那个灵魂和身体能够维系在一起。不过他们给的真的是太多。
So Krishna says, in this endeavor, there's no loss or diminution.
所以说，在这条培养 Krishna 意识的路途上，努力往前走的话，没有任何的损失。
And a little advancement on this path will protect one from the most dangerous type of fear.
我们在这条路上，哪怕前进一点点，都会使我们免于最可怕的危险。
He's telling Arjuna that even a little effort in Krishna consciousness will never be lost by time.
这个 Krishna 就跟 Arjuna 说，其实你培养 Krishna 意识，你哪怕你只是努力了一点点，这一点点都永远都不会失去。
Time cannot take away advancement in Krishna consciousness.
时间永远不可能把一个人在 Krishna 意识路途上的那个进步把它冲刷掉。
Whatever advancement one makes in this life will be carried over into the next life.
人在这一生所取得的任何的进步都会被带到下一生去。
And if one becomes fully Krishna conscious in this life,
那当然了，如果一个人能够在这一生变得完全的具有 Krishna 意识的话。
Then he carries that into his next life.
那他就把这个全部的 Krishna 意识都带走。
And that's exactly what happened to Narada Muni.
这个就是 Narada Muni 在他身上发生的事情。
Narada Muni became fully Krishna conscious in his previous life.
啊，这个 Narada Muni 实际上在他的前一生就已经就是完全是 Krishna 意识了。
And therefore, that consciousness that he achieved, that supra, how's it pronounced? Calls it super consciousness.
所以说他所得到的那个意识这个啪啪的叫做高等意识
He says consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of a material body
那这个啪啪的在他的钥匙里就解释说了物质躯体意识的意思是指灵性意识通过物质躯体这一媒介表达
In other words consciousness means spiritual consciousness
那意思是说什么呢？一旦谈到意识，实际上是灵性意识。
But due to identification with the body，
但是由于我们现在在这个身体里头，然后我们跟这个身体、物质身体认同。
Our spiritual consciousness is perverted through our material senses。
我们的那个灵性的意识就被掩盖，就被降下来，然后就变成那个物质的就。
I'll give you an example。
我给你们举个例子。
In material consciousness。 We see things separate from Krishna.
如果我们的意识是在物质的意识层面的时候，我们看所有的一切都是跟Krishna分开的。
When we see something very beautiful, we think, oh, this is beautiful, let me enjoy.
我们一看到什么美好的事物，美丽的事物，我想，哦，这个好美，好漂亮，让我好好享受它。
We consciousness is there, but it's perverted.
那个意识是在那个地方，但实际上是一种扭曲了的意识。
But when one is in Krishna consciousness,
但当一个人他的意识是Krishna意识的时候,
one sees Krishna everywhere.
他就到处可以看到Krishna。
When he doesn't see something material, he sees it connected to Krishna. He doesn't see something material, but he sees it connected to Krishna.
And
Prabhupada gives an example. Just like when a parent loves their child.
They
have very strong love for their child. When they hear the voice of the child, they see their child. When they see the child's shoe,
it's
not just a shoe. They see their child. They hear the voice, they see the shoe.
所以他听到声音，看到那个鞋,
see the toy.
看到甚至一个玩具。
Why? Because they see everything connected to the child.
都是让他想到他的孩子。So
what may be like a toy for one person, for the parent, it's my child.
所以说这个玩具对一个人来说可能是一个玩具，但是对那个父母来说，这个是他的孩子，马上就想到他孩子。That's
because of the love in the heart.
因为他们对那个孩子的爱。
When a devotee loves Krishna,
所以当奉献者爱 Krishna 的时候,
he doesn't see just simply the ordinary material world.
他在他的眼里看到的不再是一个普通的一个物质世界。
He sees everything connected to Krishna.
他看到所有的一切跟 Krishna 都是有联系。
Therefore, his vision is spiritual vision.
因此他的视力，他的眼光实际上是灵性的。
But when we don't have love for Krishna,
但是如果我们没有对Krishna的爱的话,
then we see everything according to our own attachments.
我们就会根据我们自己的依恋执着去看事情。
How this will be good for me, that will be bad for me.
这个会对我有好处, 那个对我没好处。
Same eyes.
同样的一对眼睛。
But it's perverted to be reflected through this material body and our material attachment.
但是透过这个物质的身躯的话，整个那个视力就被扭曲了。So
Prabhupada is saying here the same thing, that consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of a material body.
所以说帕巴特在这就说了这个物质的意识的意思就是指灵性的意识透过物质躯体这一媒介表现出来。This
consciousness is inferior, destructible, and perverted.
这样表达出的意识是低等的、可毁灭的，而且是扭曲的。But
super consciousness
但是高等意识
of the supra mind
随着高等的心，内心。In
the spiritual plane is as good as the spirit soul.
那在这种灵性的层面上，它就跟灵魂是一样。And
it is never annihilated.
而且永远都不会被毁灭。So
this is what happened to Narada Muni.
所以这个就是Narada Muni他的经历。And
Narada is telling his life story to show us how important it is to follow the same path.
所以说，Narada Muni就讲述他自己的亲身经历，让我们能够知道走灵性之途是多么重要的一件事。Narada
is saying, "I got swept away by the river."
Narada Muni 说：“我被那个河流所冲走了，淹没。”I
didn't make any effort for it.
我自己根本就没有做什么努力。It
found me.
是他们把我就这么冲走。
Krishna found me.
是Krishna找到的。And
I got caught in the flow.
我是完全就在那个洪流当中就被卷走了。I
got all the help from someplace else.
对，等于就是说我得到了所有其他人的帮助。And
Krishna didn't forget me.
Krishna根本他就没有忘了我。
And even at the time of death,
哪怕是在死亡的时候。
When I had to give up my last body.
当那个人必须要放弃的最后的一个身体，他必须要放弃的最后的身体。
Krishna held me and protected me.
Krishna 在这个时刻，他保护我。找到我来保护我
and brought me into this spiritual body, Narada Muni.
然后呢，就他把我就带到了 Narada Muni 这个灵性的身体。
And therefore, I can remember everything.
因此，我什么都记得。
Because Krishna is the source of memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness.
因为 Krishna 是记忆、知识和遗忘的源头。
When one knows Krishna, he knows everything that needs to be known.
啊，一个人当他了解了 Krishna 以后，他就了解了他所需要知道的一切。
And Krishna reveals to him whatever he needs to know.
Krishna 就会向这个人揭示他所需要的一切，所需要知道的一切。
If he doesn't need to know it,
如果有什么事是不需要这个人知道的。
It's not like when a person becomes Krishna conscious, he knows how many beaches are on the sand in Taiwan. How much sand is on the beaches of Taiwan?
他说，不是说一个人当他变得具有 Krishna 意识以后，他已经知道了那个台湾的那个沙滩上到底有多少沙子。
He doesn't need to know how much sand is on the beaches.
他不需要知道那个沙滩上有多少颗沙子。
How many grains of sand are on the beach of Taiwan?
啊，就是这个台湾的那个沙滩上有多少那种沙粒颗粒。
Doesn't need to know that.
他不需要知道这些东西。
But everything he needs to know, he knows.
但是他所需要知道的一切，他就会知道。
Krishna reveals everything he needs to know.
因为 Krishna 就会向他揭示他需要知道的那些事情。
So Narada Muni is on that completely transcendental platform.
所以 Narada Muni 他是就是处在那种完全超然的那个层面上。
And Narada Muni, because he's such an enlightened soul, he can travel anywhere throughout the universe.
而且当时哦，这不是，而且由于 Narada Muni 是那样的一个觉悟了自我、充满了知识的人，他可以。宇宙当中任何一个地方他想去他就可以去了。
As soon as there's somebody who's ready for spiritual life, Narada Muni can immediately show up there and appear and instruct him.
在这个宇宙当中无论是谁如果他准备好了接受灵性的知识的时候 Narada Muni 可以就在一瞬间就出现在他面前。
And that's why he appeared before Vyasa.
这就因为如此他就这样就来到了 Vyasa 的 day.
This will be explained in one of the next verses.
啊，然后接下来他就会在接下来的诗节里他会解释。
Vyasa tells Narada, you're just like the super soul, you know everything.
那个 Vyasa Dev 就后来就跟那个 Narada Muni 就说你就像那个超人一样什么都知道。
How did you know to come here and immediately know what was going on in my heart?
你怎么会知道什么时候来到我面前知道我心里现在正在发生什么然后就到我这儿来了。
Krishna revealed everything to Narada that he needed to know.
因为 Krishna 他向 Narada 揭示所有 Narada 需要知道的事情。
So he appeared right there and instructed Vyasa.
所以说那时候 Vyasa Dev 正好需要，所以他就一下就到了 Vyasa Dev 面前。
This will all be explained later in this chapter.
这个就是后面的这一章后面的就会要解释。
Okay.
Okay.
Some question?
大家有什么问题吗？被冲走了。
What is this, by the way? What is this? Some
cow dung or cow urine make some cream or something?
Okay.
大家有什么问题吗？Your speech like the river swept everybody away.
Put everyone to sleep.
Nobody sleep, just swept away by your speech.
All right, then we'll stop you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Huh?
就是像，因为我们没有这个物质的躯体，我们还是会遇到就是工作上啊，就是也一边灵性的一直不断进步，可是物质或是情感上面就会一直拉扯这个部分，就会造成那个内心的痛苦。那不知道说要 就是 要怎么再更精进自己才可以，
才可以怎么样，
才可以内心不用那么痛。
OK Her question is that now she's endeavored to practice spiritual life, but same time, because we have this material body, so we will have some, you know, job problem and lovers problem, all these kind of things. So make our heart, make our soul suffer, because it go to different direction. So what we should do, make us more spiritually advanced, and we don't, you know, influenced by all these kind of things, not always suffer.
Mm-hmm. Well, in one sense, I did answer the question.
他说，其实从某一个角度来说，我就是已经回答了这个问题。
But I'll explain a little bit more.
但是我还会再多解释一些。
As long as we have material bodies,
只要我们还有物质身体，
we're going to identify with these bodies.
我们就会跟这个身体去认同。
We're going to identify with this mind.
我们就会跟那个我们的内心去心念去认同。
We're going to identify with a lot of attachments.
然后我们就会跟很多很多我们执着的依恋的事物去认同。
And we'll find that it will be a struggle.
然后我们就会觉得特别的挣扎。
Nature of material life is to be constantly engaged in struggle.
那个物质生活的本性就是让人一直不断的在挣扎，痛苦挣扎。
So it's not that one takes the spiritual life that struggle stops.
但所以说，并不是说当一个人开始走灵性之途，那个挣扎就停止了。
That's the difficulty. People think that yes.Now that I've become spiritual, I should be happy all the time.
那这个是就是现在问题，人们就是好，我现在开始过灵性生活了，所以呢，这些问题应该就都结束了，没再有了。
It's one of the symptoms of the present age.
这个是现在这个年代里头有的一个特征。
Everybody wants everything instantly.
Instantly.
Everybody wants everything instantly, immediately.
Immediately. Okay. 是每一个人都是想要。OK, 我要这个东西，我马上就得到。
Right. How can I have dinner without having to cook?
啊，我怎么可能就是不煮饭我就吃晚饭了？
Better I get it already made and put it, just heat it and instant.
所以最好我去买那些个速食那些东西，然后到时候就给它就是热一热，就马上就吃了。
Everything is how instead of waiting for a letter in the mail.I'll get on the computer and get my message instantly.
那个我现在人的心态就是这个样子，我不愿意等一封信很久才寄来，我就直接上 email， 马上我就得到那信了。
It's the symptom of the age.
这个是这个年代的特点，什么都要立刻得到。
So we can't get instant freedom from struggles.
所以我们但是我们不能够马上立刻就是摆脱这种苦苦挣扎的这种生活。
But when we struggle for Krishna,
但是如果一个人为了 Krishna 而这么样的挣扎的话，
Krishna helps.
Krishna 就会帮助。
That is all that's required.
这个就是需要的一切。
Remember that when you have to struggle, that you have to struggle for Krishna.
一定要记住这一点。当你要去挣扎的时候，你为 Krishna 去挣扎。
Because we always have to struggle in this material.
因为这个物质世界里就是这样，你到处都需要挣扎奋斗。
Prabhupada in one lecture, he said, material world is called Kunta.
Christian, 帕布帕德在他的一封信里头就说了，这个物质世界被称为 Kunta.
It's a place. Kunta means place of anxiety.
Kunta 的意思是那个焦虑之地。
Spiritual world is Vaikunta.
而灵性世界被称为 Vaikunta.
Vaikunta means without anxiety.
Vaikunta 梵文的意思是没有焦虑。
But as long as we're in the material world, this is Kunta.
但是我们只要是在这个物质世界里头，这个物质世界就是一个充满了焦虑的地方。
It means there'll always be anxiety.
意思就是说，我们始终都会是内心焦虑不安的一个状态。
But there's two kinds of anxiety.
但是 焦虑不安有两种。
It's material anxiety and it's spiritual anxiety.
有一种物质的焦虑，有一种灵性的焦虑。
It's material anxiety, he says, just like a materialistic person. It makes a lot of money.
那物质的焦虑呢，就像是物质主义者啊，就是总是要赚很多的钱。
He's always in anxiety.
那他总是处在一种焦虑的一个状态当中。
How do I spend it?
我怎么要花它？
How do I invest it?
我怎么去去投资？
How do I save it?
我怎么去存它？
Where do I keep it so I won't lose it?
我把它存放在哪儿，我才不要不会失去的。
Should I put it in this bank?
我是放在这个银行里。
Well, I might lose it in that bank.
那到时候这个银行要是不行怎么着？
Maybe the economy is getting bad. Maybe I should.Change it all into cash and keep it in my mattress.
也许呢，现在这个经济情况变得那么的糟糕，我应该把所有的存款拿出来，然后放在我的那个床垫底下。
He said that's material anxiety.
这个就是物质的焦虑。
He said that's binding. It's the cause of bondage.
这样就会导致我们不断的受束缚。
He said, but spiritual anxiety.
但是灵性的焦虑
is purifying.
它会净化。
He says just like a devotee.
就像奉献者。
He may get money.
他也许得到钱。
He thinks, how can I use it for Krishna?
他会想，我怎么去把这个钱为 Krishna 用
？Somebody's trying to steal it from Krishna.
现在有些人要把这个钱从 Krishna 那里偷走。
How can I protect it for Krishna?
我怎么为 Krishna 保护它
？That's anxiety also.
这个也是一种焦虑。
But it's spiritual.
但是这种焦虑是灵性。
And it's purifying.
是可以净化我们内心的。
And because it's purifying, it cleans the heart.
那因为它具有净化力，所以它会净化我们的内心。
Now, as soon as we become a little attracted to Krishna,
当我一旦我们开始变得有一点点的开始受 Krishna 的吸引
，and we know that Krishna wants us to serve him and to do something for him，
而且我们知道 Krishna 想要我们为他做点事情，为他做点服务。
Maya is going to test。
一旦这样的事情发生，那个错觉能量 Maya 就开始来考验。
Do you want to serve Krishna?
你想要为 Krishna 做服务是吗？
Or do you want to disturb Krishna?
还是你想要去打扰 Krishna?
Maya will test.
Maya 就会开始考验。
Because there'll always be tests. There's always struggle.
所以说总是被测试检验所以总是有那种挣扎、纷争。
But when you struggle for Krishna,
但是当你为 Krishna 去纷争、
Krishna never forgets.
Krishna 永远都不会忘了你的努力，他永远都不会忘了你的努力。
You may forget.
也许你自己会忘。
Somebody else may forget.
也许其他人会忘了你做。
But Krishna is super consciousness. Krishna has super consciousness.
Yes, 但是 Krishna 有高等意识。
He's beyond time.
他超越时间的限制。
And he's in your heart.
而他就在你心中。
He never forgets that you struggle for him.
他永远都不会忘了你为他所做的奋争。
Just don't stop struggling for him.
就是你可千万不要停止为他去奋争。
That's the best way to deal with this.
这是最好的解决你的问题的方式。
Don't stop struggling for Krishna.
不要停止为 Krishna 而奋争。
Sometimes people think I'm struggling so much.
有的时候有些人就想了，我这么这苦苦的挣扎。
But that your struggling is good.
但是你的那个挣扎努力是好的。
It's when you stop struggling.
因为当你在你停止这样的挣扎努力的时候
，then Maya sweeps you away.
Maya 就会把你给冲走了，错觉能量就会把你给冲走。
She just oh, doesn't want Krishna. Okay, I got plenty of things to keep you busy.
他就说哦，你不想要再记得 Krishna 的话，我这里可有很多事情让你忙碌碌的，再记不起他。
Don't stop struggling for Krishna.
不要停止为 Krishna 去努力奋斗。
And Krishna sees you're determined to not stop struggling for him. He'll make it easier for you. He'll remove all the obstacles. When Krishna sees,
当 Krishna 看到。你下定决心，无论什么都不可能改变你的时候，他就会帮助你，开始帮你移开所有的那些个障碍。
We can't do it ourselves.
我们自己是做不了的。
Krishna can do anything.
Krishna 可以做一切。
He can remove all the obstacles.
他可以把我们路途上的障碍全部都移开。
Just don't stop struggling, Krishna.
但是就是不要停止为 Krishna。而奋斗。
And don't give up hearing about it.
而且千万不要放弃，停止聆听有关他的一切。
That gives you strength.
因为那个聆听会赋予你力量，给你力量。
And confidence.
和自信，信心。
I can do it.
你就会想说 ，OK， 我可以继续做下去。
Yes.
Yes, I'm thinking about myself.
Papa gives the example that the mother preaches to the daughter by to the daughter-in-law by preaching to the daughter. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.